Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creature Podcast. Hope everyone listening has had the happiest of New Year's. And if you're having a great time, why don't I perk things up even more with some bearable facts that are sure to leave you sunny side up, all about the mysterious sun bear. Sun bears are appropriately named due to their golden patches of fur on their chest that are said to resemble the rising sun. And although their name makes them seem super duper big, in actuality, sun bears are the smallest bear species in the world, growing up to 5 feet at most, and they weigh up to 150 pounds, which is half the size of an American black bear. But although they lack the size of their grizzly cousins, this doesn't mean they lack any burliness or skills. Making their homes in the wooded areas of Southeast Asia, sun bears come with the equipment needed to survive. For example, being super strong and agile when it comes to climbing trees, which they gain from their black bear cousins. In fact, they're so adapted to living in the trees that they've been known to build beds from twigs and leaves to sleep in. Talk about a treehouse! However, the most peculiar thing about these absurd earth signs is their size of their tongues. Over 10 inches in length, this slobbery, slippery, stretchy tongue is perfect for slurping up a belly full of food. But what food do sun bears like? For a sun bear, their grocery list consists of lizards, insects, leaves and berries. However, their absolute favourite snack is nothing other than honey, which is why sun bears are often recalled as honey bears. To scavenge for this tasty treat, they use their tough claws to tear open beehives to get the sweet stuff out, before using their elongated tongue to gozzle the whole lot down. And even better, they don't have to worry about being careful, as their thick fur and skin protects them from any bee stings, and more often than not guzzling the bees down for dessert. That's certainly nothing to stick your tongue out at. Alright then, that's enough jibber jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creature facts from the walking encyclopedia of wildlife itself, Callum. See you later!